Boom. Never forget home. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Good Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Concerns grow as ZNS Igor Mirimu vanishes from retail shops. RDZ backs contracting unemployed doctors, calls for a contempt. Two killed in suspected Palestinian ramming and knife attack in Israel.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalem. The Zambia National Service Igor Mirimu brand has been in short supply on the market for several weeks, with the commodity reportedly unavailable in most major retail outlets across Lusaka. Members of the public have raised concerns with Millennium Radio over the continued scarcity of the ZNS-produced Mirimu, which is widely considered as one of the most affordable options on the market. An independent check by Millennium Radio confirmed that most non-retail outlets in Lusaka are currently out of stock, with traders indicating they have not received fresh supplies in recent weeks. When contacted for a comment, Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary Mambo Maundu said he was yet to receive official details from the Zambia National Service Command regarding the situation. He added that the ministry would provide an update once clarity is obtained from the ZNS authorities. The shortage has coincided with a sharp rise in the price of Mirimu across the country, with most brands now retailing at over 300 kwacha per 25 kilogram bag. Some traders say the price increase have been driven by supply challenges, pointing out that Mirimu prices have been rising almost weekly. A retail trader in Lusaka confirmed the trend, saying the escalating costs are making it increasingly difficult for many consumers to afford the country's staple food.
Okay, so looking at the price of Mirimu, the price has been increasing since we had a shortage of electricity. And these millers, for them to produce, they said, we don't have electricity, so what we are doing, we are buying diesel for us to produce, and it's costing for us to produce the number of bags which customers need. So since we had that shortage of electricity in the country, the price was at 200 kwacha. Yes. Then after a month, the price went up. It was 220.
The Zambia Police Service has recorded 224 road traffic accidents across the country during the Christmas period, resulting in 28 deaths and nearly 200 casualties. The accidents occurred between 18 hours on 24th December and 6 hours on 26th December 2025. According to Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi, 23 of the accidents were fatal, claiming 28 lives. A further 31 serious accidents left 64 people with severe injuries, while 58 light accidents caused 94 minor injuries and 112 accidents. Only property damage was recorded. Lusaka province recorded the highest number of incidents, with 80 accidents, followed by Cape Verde province with 46. Central province recorded 19 accidents, Eastern 17, Southern 16, Northwestern 11, Luapula and Machinga 10 each, Northern 8 and Western 7. Police say most of the crashes were caused by human error with excessive speed, accounting for 80 of the recorded accidents.
The Zambia Police Service wishes to inform the public that between December 24, 2025 at 18 hours and December 26, 2025 at 06 hours, a total of 224 road traffic accidents were recorded countrywide. The accidents included 23 fatal accidents, which resulted in 28 people losing lives. There were also 31 serious accidents, leaving 64 people seriously injured and 58 slight accidents, which caused 94 minor injuries. In addition, 112 accidents involved damage only. Overall, 186 casualties were recorded during this period.
The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia had supported proposals to engage some unemployed doctors on contract, provided the terms and conditions are the same as those offered to formerly employed medical personnel. The proposal has been advanced by some stakeholders as a possible way to address the long-standing grievances between doctors and the government, which have resulted in work stoppages and disruptions to health service delivery. RDZ President Pochiwe says while the association is open to alternative employment arrangements, any contract system should not disadvantage doctors or create a two-tier workforce in the public sector.
Advocated for contracts, but the thing is that they have to be harmonized. The same way that we won't say our doctors are on contracts, meaning they're getting paid in below what they're entitled to, so meaning they should knock off early. No, they work the same shift as people that are in service. It's the same way that we want people to consider contracts. These have to be married to be harmonized with the conditions of service, including the remuneration as well.
The Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, SAFORD, says government has not clearly stated how persons with disabilities will be supported in areas expected to experience floods. Government has indicated that 32 districts across the country are likely to experience flash floods following increased rainfall. SAFORD Executive Director Justin Bakali says persons with disabilities are often the hardest hit during disasters such as floods, yet little has been said about how they will be protected or assisted. Mr. Bakali explains that challenges such as limited mobility and access to information make it difficult for persons with disabilities to respond quickly during emergencies. He says so far there is no clear plan outlining how the situation will be handled, and has urged the government to provide guidance on measures being put in place.
To and plan and run to plan, year in, year out, whenever we have the rain. So each and every life counts, and it is upon the government to put in place measures that will save our members, persons with disabilities, live safe. To add to that is this is the time when there's a lot of cholera cases. Government should do also say to us that all that is included in making sure that persons with disabilities are not affected.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economic expert Patrick Mwape has projected a stronger economic outlook for Zambia going into the first quarter of the year, largely driven by sustained high copper prices on the international market. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Mwape says a favorable performance of the copper, Zambia's main export commodity, has played a key role in stabilizing the kwacha against major currencies. He explains that continued demand for copper globally has boosted foreign exchange inflows, helping to ease pressure on the local currency and improve overall macroeconomic stability.
And as long as the kwacha is stable, is not depreciating, we expect that the imports are going to cost us less. They will not cost us more. That will help to stabilize the import inflation. That's why you have seen there have been a slight also stability in terms of inflation. Although there is a bit of increase during this festival season, but that as we go to 2026, as long as the copper prices remain high, there is also high production in the mining sector. We have also, there is also local production of fertilizer.
We take a break.